Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sported Sorento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers had an optional practice today. A lot of media down here as the Panthers are one win away from clinching back-to-back Stanley Cup championships. That, of course, will get going tomorrow. We'll have all your coverage for you. 8 o'clock is your puck drop for game 6 from Amerant Bank Arena. Meanwhile, the Larry O'Brien Trophy is also going to be played for as we have that series even at 2 games apiece. I know it's been off for what seems like a month and some Stephen A. Smith solitaire in between, but the NBA Finals resumes tonight. Game 5 between the Thunder and Pacers flips back to OKC with a tie at 2 games apiece. Do you feel like the Pacers missed an opportunity there, Leroy, with not making it 3-1, or do you think that they could still win this thing even? Is Leroy's mic unplugged?
Yeah, because he's not muted.
Yeah.
Not muted. Something happened there.
While he was playing solitaire, that's what happened.
I hit the button. I accidentally hit the button.
He's back.
Too much solitaire.
Yeah. I just think that the way they came back and won that game, you're giving a team that you could have broken hope. You see what I'm saying? So, like, OKC knows they're good. But if you were to put them on their butts right then and there, then you put doubt even in them. Now, they can go back and say, it's a 3-game series with 2 games in our house. So we're back in the driver's seat. And that's the thing you have to kind of get over. I think Indiana's really good. I think they have a chance to kind of do the same thing the Panthers did. But I would say this, that it's very similar to these two teams. I just think the Panthers do it better, right? Very deep. They have 6-7 guys that can get double-digit scoring. Their star's a star, but you don't need him to score 40 every night. Whereas Edmonton, and I'll use Edmonton example, if Draisaitl or Connor McDavid aren't the catalyst behind the scoring, then you think something's wrong with Edmonton.
I got to tell you, when this series is done, whenever it's, if I never have to see Bouchard's stupid face again, it'll be too soon. He has got the whiniest baby face. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of Evander Kane. I'm sick of Jake Walman's ass.
Don't forget Perry.
And I got to tell you,
Evander Kane always.
What about Ekholm?
Evander Kane always seems like he has resting bitch face.
I get right? That guy.
Agreed.
He's sure. Always like complaining.
He's
I want to smack the screen every single time.
He's moping all the time.
Watch my hockey excellence. Bleh.
I could respect Connor McDavid. He goes about his business. He's just a great player that deals with what he deals with, right? But these other guys, like
curmudgeons. Coach Knobloch looks like he's always smelled a fart.
You know what he looks like? I just figured out who he reminds me of. You know the blonde, when the blonde DA from Law and Order. He was also in another movie with what was that movie with Vin Diesel? Pitch Black. That.
Neither of these references are hitting on me, dude.
All right, let me see if I can pull up his name.
He does look like somebody, like he has a look of somebody who would be like either the annoyed neighbor on a television show. Like, I don't want to go full Lebatard looks like game here, but no, he just has this look of like unctuous. And there's something about Chris Knobloch I don't dig. He's not that, like, he hasn't passed, because I know I've probably made fun of every coach here. He hasn't gone to Coach Pooper. Like, he's not at that point. He's my least favorite by far. And Brindamore is always just like confused. Linus Roach. I don't know who that is. You have a Linus Roach. All right, dude. He just looks like generic intangibles.
Yeah, but Linus is a little bit older. You got to look at young pictures when he was in the Vin Diesel movies.
Fair enough. But yeah, all that team. I can't wait. Now, you mentioned Ekholm. I feel like I would like Ekholm if he was on the Panthers, J-Fig, because he's got that beard. I feel like if he was a Panther, I wouldn't mind Ekholm.
I don't like
it. Right now, he can go to hell, though.
Exactly.
Right now, he can go to hell. Tomorrow night, looking forward to it. Other headlines. Brock Lesnar's daughter. She won the NCAA shot put championship.
Strong.
I mean, is she built like Brock Lesnar?
Oh, she
very
is.
Much so.
She definitely is.
You've never seen the photos of Brock Lesnar's daughter?
No. But I know. Wait, you don't have to show me pictures, because I know the event that she's in. She's not petite.
No, I think you need to see this.
Yeah, you need to see this for sure.
No, I think you need to see this.
Like Brock Lesnar?
No DNA test necessary, bro.
No. Brock Lesnar could not deny his daughter if he tried.
Jay Sox said her mom's DNA didn't work.
No, her mom didn't even try in the creation of this child.
That's what I say. The same thing about my son. Ness
said Brock Lesnar's daughter looks more like Brock Lesnar than Brock Lesnar does Brock Lesnar.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. Yeah. It's
the hair.
Oh my. She looks like Magnus von Magnussen. Like, she is just
she would take over one of Ragnar's crews in Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's like right. She like Lagertha.
Yep. Oh no. Wow.
Yep. NCAA champion.
What she needs to do is get out of that sport with no money and head to the WWE.
Yeah, I feel so. Like, that feels like the obvious move, right?
What else? I mean, you can probably get a medal. That's cool, I guess. But, like,
no, you gotta, the Olympics are in 2 years, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Or is when it this Summer Olympics 2 years?
Are the next Olympics here?
Yeah, 2028.
Yep.
So they're in LA, right?
Yeah, they're everywhere across America.
No, that's just the soccer.
Oh, okay.
But the home base is LA.
Heard.
So, yeah, I would say she'd probably try to get an Olympic medal and then go from there.
All right, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show, including more on KD. I feel like I've matured on this.
No, you haven't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, yet.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Having fun here on a Monday, as it was an action-packed weekend, as the Cats are one win away from hoisting Lord Stanley. We're sniffing around some Kevin Durant stuff. The Heat apparently on the preferred destination list. The Texas teams don't seem like they want them very much. Maybe Minnesota's lurking, but who the hell wants to freeze their ass off all year, especially the old? The old don't like freezing their ass off. So Kevin Durant's probably like, Minnesota, pretty cold.
And yeah, that time of year, hey, I don't wish that on nobody. Woo! There's Woo! Nothing like saying, there's nothing like getting up in the morning and saying, it's 10 below with a wind chill of minus 55.
I think the thing is, I don't want this to be in a situation where I don't feel like I'm handling this like the damn thing. I have grown. I'm mature. No, I have. You can't say that I haven't grown. I'm definitely more mature than I have
You've
been.
Grown from the start of the show to now.
No.
But you came in guns a-blazing.
Well, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. I love the chase.
Okay.
And wait.
All I'm saying is this. Don't you dare. At 1:20 in the evening, tell me how much you've grown when the show started with you being same old Topes.
I don't think the show did start like that. Oh, I'm just telling you, all I said was I was very excited because when I was doing the broadcast on Saturday for Dirty Boxing, I thought in the middle of it, we traded for Kevin Durant, and that is exciting. In a lot of ways, Kevin Durant is the OG Orca. When Pat Riley was flirting with the term Orca, he was referring to Kevin Durant. And so now he's finally got the chance to get him, maybe. And it's the Heat fan who's like, you don't want him. He's one of the greatest scorers of all time. He's going to make your two best players better. Your head coach, it would be nice for him to have somebody of his talents. And for everybody who's like, oh, he's not going to do anything with the Heat. They said the same thing about Jimmy Butler when he got down here. Oh, Jimmy's coming down here to retire. He's not going to do anything. Doubt the Heat at your own peril, you rat bastards. It doesn't usually end up well for you, does it? It doesn't usually end up well for you. But I've grown. I'm mature. I'm not going to chase this. I'm not going to be like I was with Damian Lillard. I'm not going to be like that.
It doesn't make it right.
I'm telling you.
I'm better, or you say I'm matured. But you say all these things doesn't make it better. We need somebody that doesn't have somebody outside of your circle.
What do you mean?
It can't be you saying you've gotten better.
Well, you guys are in my circle and you have bad judgment on me.
You mean we're just reading what you do?
I just why you can't say I've acted irrationally. You can't say that.
You're just speaking sounds at this point.
I think I've handled this all. Look, I love the chase. I'm not gonna deny it. I love the chase.
We love a good chase.
Wait, what was the wee wee wah wah?
I love the chase, but I would really enjoy having Kevin Durant on the Miami Heat. I think that would be fun. Don't we want to have fun, baby? Let's have a little fun, baby.
Yes, I'm not even disputing that. I'm not saying that the Heat don't have a chance. I'm saying that the way you come out just hearing somebody's name mentioned, you get a little too excited.
That's not somebody.
And you've done this now with like the last five big-time free agents.
I would like the Heat to shake it up a little bit. You know what? I think
you don't do who said wait, you know what? Just because the Heat don't end up with a guy doesn't mean they failed. Maybe their deal wasn't as good as somebody else's, or maybe the other team don't want to do business with the Heat. But just because you hear a free agent and go, oh, the Heat got to get him, they may be trying. They just can't. You ever thought about that?
No. I don't think about that. Who goes about whale chases like that? It's boring.
Yeah, but I'm saying that for this standpoint. Hmm? Just because they don't end up with that star doesn't mean that Miami failed in getting that player.
Jay Gatto says, Tobin the Mush only cares about having fun and not winning. Yeah, but why is this? This is the thing I don't get with people, because people will say this. They say, oh, this doesn't get the Heat over the hump. First of all, let me tell you something very much right now. The Heat are not only not over the hump, the Heat are barely starting to walk up the hill. After you get beat by a record margin in a playoff series, you need to recalibrate, dude. You need to reset things. And if you ain't going to blow it up, then you need to have some true infection and injection into your team. And Kevin Durant would greatly help Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. He would.
Yeah.
And if you don't think that, you're a jackass and an idiot. And
so how do you feel about... So here's what we have right now. It's KD, Trae Young, DeMar, who you've already expressed your feelings, and Lauri Markkanen.
I would like Kevin Durant over all of those.
Right. But then next is Trae Young. I don't care about the other two. Mm. I'd rather not
Lauri Markkanen.
I never trade. We got Jovic.
He's Finnish.
Huh?
Oh, he's from Finland.
So
what does that have to do with anything?
Him over Jovic? Okay, all right.
But but you understand what I'm saying, right?
I'm just saying, like, the Panthers. Jovic,
he looks like an older version of what I think Jovic is going to be. So just keep Jovic.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying the Cats have had a lot of success importing from Finland.
It's funny because I see Brandon put Suggs, Bane, Franz, and Paolo for Orlando. That sounds pretty good. But every time I hear Suggs,
mm-hmm.
I don't think about the basketball player.
You think T-Sizzle?
Oh, yeah. I used to call it T-Sizzle. Because he had a whole lot of action up in there.
It was noticeable that.
You can't, but you look.
I haven't been sending you guys screenshot after screenshot. Like, I've definitely grown up somewhat.
Hold on. Stop suggesting that you're noble here. The only reason why you didn't send 1,000 tweets or texts or pictures is because you were working.
That's not fair. No, I wouldn't have bothered you. I could have done it afterwards.
That's the only reason.
That's not true. That's not true.
What time did Dirty Boxing get done?
11-ish.
Yeah, you weren't texting that late.
Well, especially you, Mr. Ooh, I have to sleep.
Dude,
the strobe light goes off.
First of all, before you even get out of bed,
you left a group chat one time.
Wait,
that's true.
Before you guys even get up, I'm almost on the back nine on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. I get up really early for that because as you get older, your prep time becomes longer. In fact, I'm starting to question
whether
my prep time and get ready for golf doesn't last longer than damn golf.
Jeez.
Right. And, oh, by the way, I got my results. Torn rotator cuff.
Jeez.
You? Yeah. Torn rotator cuff?
Yeah.
Here. Don't even do anything. I'll take care of you.
Do not give any advice, Marcos. You're the last person.
No boots necessary. I got
you. I don't even know.
I did it. He said it could be just hair wear and tear.
You've had a lot of wear and tear.
Yeah, but the problem is, you ready for the problem?
Hmm?
Normally, your rotator cuff, if it tears, it tears like in where the joint is, where it goes in right there,
right.
Somewhere in there. Mine tore in the middle. So there's really, you could either have an 8-month surgery, you'd be out for 6 to 8 months, or you just test the strength, and it's getting stronger. So you just leave it alone. And I'm going to just have achy shoulder.
Rothschild said, why would KD come to play for a team you said can't even walk up the hill? I don't know, dude. Ask him. We're on the list. I don't have to ask him. We're on the list. We're on the list.
Wait.
Don't come at me.
Did you see the little flippity flip?
No, just don't ask me quietly. I don't know, but we're on the list. We're on the list. We're on the list.
We're
on the list.
Woo! List season, baby.
So here's Leroy's Blue Fu Manchu will be on edge tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Dude, let me tell you. I tore it and never. Well, here's the problem is there's already remnants in my shoulder from the last surgery. So I have pins and a couple of stitches in there to keep that portion of it in place.
Wow. So,
yeah.
No, I was talking about you. Drew Starr has just retweeted an old tweet from Kevin Durant from 2009. And the tweet says, 30 degrees is too cold. I'd rather run in 90 degrees. I was in Minnesota last year, walked outside, and my face started to hurt in 50 degrees. Now, yeah, imagine all year, KD. Hey, all year, dude.
A tweet from 2009? Hey,
take that. Take 6 degrees off of that. And that's not even counting with the wind chill. Woo! You're going to have a couple of days of that.
I hope you like parkas, KD. Or beach.
KD going to say, because, you know, he ain't got a girlfriend. He's like, man, it's so cold out here. I need to cuddle with a big girl. Come on, KD. I got you. Oh, you know, what's her name? Lizzo. Lizzo will keep you warm.
Well, she did have a new man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Ah.
Dum, dum, de dum, de dum, dum.
You know what?
Oh, my goodness.
I think Leroy liked that enough to get a point.
Point for Toby!
Jade South says that KD side eye is going to hit different. Why do you assume we're going to have a side eye from him? Here. You don't know that.
Think about this. He may be a curmudgeon. He may be difficult. But one thing he's not. He's not a guy that's going to make a stink on the basketball court. And that's what this team needs. He's a pro's pro.
I think he's a very pleasant person to deal with.
Yeah, so have I. Everybody loves KD. The only people that don't like KD are Twitter and media. They say he's ornery.
And Russell Westbrook cool now, or do they still have frostiness?
They're both curmudgeons. You can't have two curmudgeon friends.
I saw Russell Westbrook. We were the favorites to get him just by odds.
Listen, we can't have two curmudgeons on the team because it just comes across wrong.
For Russell Westbrook, I'd say he's more ornery.
He's just an angry basketball player.
Yeah.
Right? He does everything at 1,000 miles an hour. Right? He's another guy. As many times as he's been traded or released or people have worked deals out to get him out of their building, guess what you never have to worry about? Russ giving you everything on the basketball court. That's what this team needs. That's what this team needs in the building. Not guys taking off because of boo-boos or whatever, or letting the young players on this team think that it's okay to pay 60 games. You need to get that out of here.
I got to give Jordo a minus one who says, no one believes your medical advice, Leroy. You were way off on Marcos's foot.
Right? Jordo gets it. Yes, you were. I made a full recovery.
But you lived around for a month.
Zach Edey is dealing with the sprained ankle, and they're saying he's going to miss next season. Me? Look at the quickness.
Dude.
I'm like a crab.
Oh, my goodness. Just
quickly send us to break.
I'm like a crab on the beach.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our favorite Monday game, a little all right. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go my oh, no first. And that is because we have more raccoon shenanigans A man in Kentucky who's reportedly, he goes by the street name Cowboy Cody. He was arrested on Friday after allegedly releasing a raccoon inside a bar. This coming to us from Fox 8, I imagine, in Kentucky. Police say that they had to forcibly remove Mason from the car because he refused to roll down the windows during the exit of a vehicle during a traffic stop. He'd been previously asked to not trespass on the bar's property. He was arrested and charged with second degree assault, third degree criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, and failure to maintain insurance. Got to get all those charges. One person was bitten by the raccoon that he set loose.
Yeah, because, hey, white people, they're animals. You can't domesticate certain animals.
I got to get you this guy's mugshot. It's a doozy.
He looks like a raccoon handler.
He looks like Kentucky.
Wait, but so does Judd, Ashley Judd.
No, she looks like a Kentucky Wildcats fan. This guy looks like Kentucky. That's what this guy looks like. Cowboy Cody. I'll get you this. I mean, he is like, if you were to imagine what would a person look like who has a raccoon at his disposal, it would look like this guy.
Okay. He deserves a pass at that.
Very on edge with the cats, dude. I just looked, I peeked at the score. Right. I didn't look at one person skating during that game, during that fight night. So it was awesome. Lots of fun. And appreciate them giving the old chance to call that, because that was a night to remember. My other all right goes to Mrs. Tobin. Happy birthday to Mrs. Tobin.
Happy birthday.
It's her birthday today. I'm going to take her out to dinner later on. We'll celebrate. And I'm glad that she was born. Leroy?
So my all right goes to Father's Day in general, because there's only a couple of days during the course of a year where we get to do everything. And when I say everything, I mean absolutely nothing. Right? My mom called me and asked me, what am I doing for Father's Day? I said, I'm having a P&Q sandwich. She goes, what is that? Peace and quiet sandwich. Right? Nothing in between, just air. And me and Rebecca and Mel, we went in the pool. We had our little floaties with the cup holders, turned on the TV, listened to some music, watched some golf, and had three dogs swimming in the pool, or two dogs. That's it. That's all I wanted. Because God knows I can't depend on Publix to put me in the mood for Father's Day. But I digress. My oh no. I was watching said golf yesterday, and I heard one of the analysts, Brad Faxon, say this phrase. I talked to Arnold Palmer about Oakmont, and he said XXX. And I'm like, Arnold Palmer died almost 10 years ago. So what am I supposed to make of that?
Like he spoke to a ghost?
I don't know! I was just saying, nobody else got this? Okay. Yeah. Dude was just, like, he said it, and I'm like.
Was he talking to his drink, the Arnold Palmer?
No, he was talking. He was talking, and he made it sound like he had the conversation with Arnold Palmer 2 days ago. And I was like, I said, you know, because golf you can watch and you don't have to be all into it. So I'm watching. Look, Marcos.
Yeah.
I did this. Had my little juice on the side too.
Nope. You didn't talk to him.
I felt like I was sitting in the barbershop. We said, you ain't never met no Martin Luther the King. But yeah, so I'm like, nobody called him out on that. Now maybe he was talking about 15 years ago.
Yeah,
but he should have said that.
Should have specified.
Yes.
Maybe he was talking to Jesse Palmer.
I don't know. Hey, so he was drinking Arnold Palmer lemonade. No, see, Arnold Palmer with vodka. That's called the John Daly.
Ah,
good is stuff. It really?
Yeah.
I would like a John Daly.
That's cool.
But the best.
Try
the
ordering one today.
The best drink of them all. The best drink of them all is Jack Nicklaus.
What's that?
Strawberry lemonade.
Ooh.
Oh.
In the can. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
That is good.
Oh, and that goes well with vodka.
I was going to say dessert. Require vodka.
Next major, we drink them during the show.
Ooh.
Jennifer, what do you got for us?
Blood is about to text us. So my all right goes to celebrating my two favorite people this weekend, which was my mother for her birthday and my father for Father's Day.
Delightful.
Nice.
It's very delightful just to see them smile. It's good enough for me. And I'm also going to give an all right to Brad Marchand just when we thought he broke about six records last week.
All right.
He broke another one this past weekend, which is the first player to score at least five goals in two separate Stanley Cup Finals series with two different teams.
Yeah. I hope it makes Boston sick.
Yep. Mm. Also, my Ono. They keep putting these people mic'd up during the Stanley Cup Finals, and I don't really like anyone they've chosen.
What do you mean?
They're all bandwagoners. They don't really know what's going on.
You mean the fans?
Yes, it's so annoying to watch. Put someone I want to see. Put some real excitement on it.
Who was the last one that they did?
Somebody from Golden State. Let's see. Forgot his name.
A Golden State Warrior they mic'd up?
Yeah.
It was Kuminga.
I was
Jonathan Kuminga watching the Oilers.
Strange.
Is he Canadian?
You know, it's interesting. Tim Hardaway Jr. was ringside game four mic'd up.
I saw that. That was a little bit weird, but he is a South Florida kid.
Yeah, so, like, cool, but, like, okay.
Is Tim Hardaway Jr. ever going to be on the Miami Heat? Feels like that's been circling around.
He was
like,
one of them also, yes.
That was a missed opportunity.
No, would you rather have him or Andrew Wiggins?
I'd rather.
You really want me to answer that?
I'd rather.
I mean, you'd have, for all the other stuff, you would
shoot.
Rather have Tim Hardaway Jr.
Tim Hardaway Jr. broke Spo.
He forced McCall that. Hey, it was so definitive too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, Chris Quinn couldn't even save him from himself. He did it so fast.
No, Spo, no. Oh man. What do you have for us today, Froggy, for your all right and oh no?
My all right goes to Caitlin Clark for making an excellent return to basketball.
Yeah. All right. Damn, they had a 30-point triple double.
She had 32 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds in
That's
30. That's
flirting with a triple-double, Tobin.
31 minutes, too. Crazy.
I'll allow it.
But yeah, she gets my all right for an incredible return.
All right.
My oh no.
Yeah, they beat the undefeated Liberty.
They
Keep
did.
Keep in mind, Liberty was undefeated on you.
Ribbit?
It's Ribbit.
Ribbit?
It was a very strange old man moment from Pat Riley during his
definitely was
pressure. Love it though. Love it. You know how we do over here.
A ribbit.
Just go get me Kevin Durant, Pat.
My oh no goes to Joey Chestnut.
Oh,
he's officially ruined July 4th again.
He's back.
He's back.
What happened?
He announces his return to the hot dog eating contest, which means no one else has a chance.
Why?
I already feel nauseous.
Because he had agreed to, like, go against Kobayashi or something like that in a private event. And I think it was a personal.
Oh, you're going to go get
it. It was money.
He re-signed with Major League Eating?
Yes, he is now back. Him and Commissioner George.
Why can't Kobayashi come back?
That's a good question, man. That's a good question.
I mean, because for the same reason why golfers went over to live. It's their profession. That's what they do. And if somebody offers them more money, then they don't have to be a part of the hot dog eating contest when they can just make more money doing it somewhere else.
Yeah, it says that he did not participate in the 2024 contest due to his sponsorship with Impossible Foods, which I believe.
Oh, isn't Impossible Foods the
vegetarian
non-meat eaters?
Yeah.
So he's throwing down Impossible hamburgers?
Well, he was. I mean, they paid him some money. So they disagreed on whether or not it went against the rules, and they decided, you know what? No contest for you, buddy. But he's back.
Kobayashi, too?
No, not Kobayashi. Kobayashi, just by Chestnut. The way, is, oh, my God. I don't think he would have won. Most recently, I don't know. Joey downed 83 hot dogs in his most recent battle with Kobayashi.
Jeez, that's a grudge match right there.
That's a grudge match.
Dude.
58 was the
winner last year. I can't imagine having a rival, right? And after the contest, you both have to go take a dump. That just sounds like it's worth it.
Also, yeah. You just think about, you know, your whole life and being is I got to eat more hot dogs than this guy.
Right.
More hot dogs.
Me, you know what they say. How many hot dogs do you think you could eat? I said, 2. Hmm. They go, all you could eat is 2? I say, yeah, because I ain't eating a plain hot dog. I got to have my chili and my relish right. And my cheese. And I'm going to eat it. I'm going to take my time.
I'm going to enjoy
this thing. I'm not going to sit here and hose it down. I lose respect for food if I do it that way.
That's a show for today, everybody. Have a great rest of your Monday. It's a clinch Tuesday tomorrow. We can't wait for it. We'll talk to you then.
Look at the quickness.
Dude.
I'm like a crab.
Oh, my goodness. Stop.
Just quickly send us to break.
I'm like a crab on the beach.
I'm sorry. Ribbit? That's what I say every night.
Sango's a huge success, and for that,
ooh.
Come and find me, motherfuckers.
Midday Sports and Silly Sauce with Tobin and Leroy starting at 10 weekday mornings. Heat Panthers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.